Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this December 15th, 2022. It is 11:33 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. here, and we are joined on the phone right now by Kayla Rombowski. She is the Community Development Educator at Wood County University Extension. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, James. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. How you been?
I'm all right. I have a cold, so there's something that's been circulating through my house. My two young boys have it, my husband has it, and now I woke up this morning with a sore throat. And so I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to come to the studio and share it with everyone there. Let's do this by phone instead.
We love having you in studio, but we do appreciate you doing that. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
that was appreciated. Otherwise, everything going good?
Yeah, going good.
Cool.
It's a busy season, of course. We got the holidays coming up and the new year just around the corner, but yeah, things are going well.
So I wanted to get into this conversation with a couple of people, Kayla, and it's great to when I got the notes from Pam about what we would be discussing today. I could not tell you how excited I was. I feel like it's a topic that isn't discussed nearly enough, and what we're going to talk about today is broadband access in Wood County and Central Wisconsin.
Right.
I think for the a lot of people out there, even if you understand that internet is so much more vital and important than it's ever been, and the necessity of it, I think that even for somebody like that within their head, we still look at internet as a luxury. We still think of it as a luxury. I think you can make the argument every hour, let alone every day, we go more and more farther along in society and in this world that we're in, this new world we're in, it becomes that much more vital and that much more important and necessary. Whether we are talking about young, middle-aged, old, whatever you are, whoever you are, man, woman, rich, poor, it's vital, and it's becoming more and more vital as we go along. So this topic, I think, is really important, and I appreciate you wanting to take some time with it.
Of course. And I was reflecting on where our conversation would go today, I thought, how appropriate. I know across central Wisconsin, many students have a snow day today, but some kids have an e-learning day. Mm-hmm. And so for those children that do not have high-speed internet access at home available to them, things like e-learning days can be really challenging. So it's a timely topic for sure. I think, James, if we can, we should start with some definitions. There are a lot of words associated with broadband, and I just want to make sure that everyone who's listening has an understanding of what we mean when we say broadband, and then some definitions of the different types of internet connectivity.
Great idea.
Okay, so starting out, what is broadband? What do we define broadband as? The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, defines broadband currently as at least 25 megabits per second, that's MBPS, of download speed, and at least 3 megabits per second of upload speed. So sometimes in this work, you'll hear that called the 25.3 rule, or you'll hear people say 25.3, and the first time that I heard it, I was like, I do not know what you're talking about. But that is what broadband is currently defined as: 25 megabits per second of download speed and 3 of upload speed.
Hmm.
And that's pretty basic in terms of service. So there are actually some recent studies that are showing that that's not fast enough, but That is base broadband. And then there are a couple of types of ways that you can gain access, right? So you may have heard the terms, or the listeners may have heard the terms fiber, cable, DSL, wireless. You might also have heard satellite. So fiber is definitely the preferred option. It is the fastest option. Satellite is going to be kind of your slowest option, you know, that uses satellite technology and gives you a signal that way. And I think that this is really, really important to know those definitions as we talk about this. And I wanted to share just an experience that I had. So I, about 6 years ago now, purchased my first home out in the country. Definitely that was something that was important to us when we were looking, but when we got into sort of the final stages of, you know, having the offer, getting an accepted offer and thinking about what's next, all of a sudden we were hit with the realization that our home didn't have high-speed internet access. The infrastructure didn't exist for it. And it was like, oh, that's going to be a problem. At that time, my husband worked remotely for a call center in town. And so when we realized that we wouldn't have internet, we were like, we might have to back out of this whole deal.
Yeah.
And fortunately, shortly after that, they did trench the infrastructure for fiber to my home. So I am fortunate that I have high-speed internet and was only without it for a very short time. Hmm. But that's important and shows, I think, the broad scope of the issue.
It's a great, I appreciate you sharing that story. It's a great example of what we're talking about here and why it's so important. Now, you think about that, and I think a lot of people can put themselves in those shoes. You're looking for a new home, and maybe you don't like the school that you're near, or you don't like this or that. And now you bring this into the fold, and to think that, you know, it could mean somebody not purchasing a home because of things like this. Like, that shows you how big it is. We're talking about the biggest purchase right. Most of us will ever make in our life. One of the most biggest, not the biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. And it could come down to something like that. If that doesn't tell you how important this stuff is, it's got to be one more, like, you know, sign of how important this is and broadband is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So when we talk about broadband, just like when I was there last month or 6 weeks ago, and we talked about childcare and some of the struggles with childcare, the struggles with broadband and equity in terms of digital equity are similar. So there are three A's of broadband. There's access, affordability, and adoption. And when we had that childcare conversation the last time we spoke, we were talking a lot about access and affordability. So it's ironic that we're talking about a completely different issue, but we're still focusing on some of the same challenges. Mm-hmm. So for access to broadband, that is the physical connection. You know, in my example that I shared with my home, we expected that we would pay for internet. It wasn't ever a matter of that we didn't want to pay for it. It was a matter of it physically was not available from the road, you know, from the infrastructure didn't exist to get it to our house. Mm. And fortunately that changed and we were able to gain access, mm-hmm. but that is a huge piece. And I think to show just how important this is, and to kind of further illustrate it, broadband is now considered infrastructure. So there was a bipartisan infrastructure law that took place in November 2021, and it's the first of its kind, and it is now federally providing funding for broadband the same way that we provide funding for roads and for, you know, a different infrastructure pieces in our communities. And so that, I think, is huge. And that's why this, for the listeners who may have heard of broadband or maybe hearing some of the buzzwords associated with broadband, that's why this is so timely and why it's coming up so much, is because federally there's some funding that is being put into broadband and expanding broadband access. Again, because the infrastructure needs to be there in order to get people online. So most recently, Wisconsin can expect to receive up to $1.2 billion to be distributed through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. That's the BEAD program. And that money will be distributed between 2023 and 2028. So that is, again, for that infrastructure, you know, getting communities that do not have access online. And so it's great that it's being treated as infrastructure and that the government, the feds are realizing how important it is in local communities, and especially in more rural areas like Lakewood County and like central Wisconsin.
I don't think that we need to pull the audience here. Roads, bridges, pretty important. Pretty important.
Right.
We kind of would notice if they weren't there. We would notice if you were, you've taken this route to work your whole life, you cross a bridge, and all of a sudden one day, bridge ain't there. Bridge, you know what?
Right.
It's just not coming in today, everybody. I'm sorry. Well, this is how important this stuff is. This is how important internet is. Even the government has realized this. It's just as important as our roads and our bridges and these things is this vital part of our society now and the world that we live in today. You wouldn't have, if you have an internet that is in and out and is not reliable, it can affect your job, it can affect your health, your livelihood, so many other things. If you're
exactly.
Driving around in the, I don't know if the bridge is going to come in today. We don't have that great of a signal. Like that's not, nobody would accept that in society. We wouldn't take that.
Right.
You have to start looking at these things as under almost the same umbrella.
Right. Exactly. So the second A of that, those three A's of broadband, is affordability. And so this piece, I think, is pretty obvious. It's the fact that not everyone can afford the internet service.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in urban areas that may have access, the infrastructure may exist. So I'm talking about, cities of Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, across our state, they have the infrastructure, but not everyone can afford the phone bill or the internet bill each month. And so that is a challenge as well, especially mm-hmm. in those those underserved communities where they're being hit with a lot of other challenges. In addition, we're talking about schools students, learning and having to learn virtually through the pandemic and all of those things. So that that digital divide just keeps growing for people who are low income and perhaps can't afford the internet service because they just keep falling behind in terms of their education, of access to these resources. And so that affordability piece is huge. And then sort of right. Oh, go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, do you think that there's something, that there's hope on the horizon for that part of this, the affordability for people?
Yeah, I think some of the initiatives that are happening across the state and federally at this time are designed to make it more affordable. So working with the key players in this, the key service providers, internet mm-hmm. service providers, to make sure that they are not monopolizing their communities, and that individuals have choice, right? The power of choice is an important thing, so that you can shop around. So mm-hmm. in my example, I have one internet service provider that will service my home. So if they suddenly decided to raise their rates significantly, I would be left with very little in terms of choice. Do I
mm-hmm,
move?
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly some other options in terms of like a hotspot, but those are costly as well. And so just that power, I can go to the grocery store and I can pick between five different brands of milk that I want to buy and do a cost analysis on that. But I don't have that same option when it comes to my internet service provider.
Really, really strong points there, Kayla. And we are speaking with Kayla Rombolowski. Rombolowski? Am I saying that right?
Rombolowski.
It is Rombolowski. I'm sorry. It is Rombolowski. No, I want to get that right, Kayla. Rombolowski. She is a community development educator with Wood County University Extension. We're going to take a quick minute break, come back, and have some more great conversation with Kayla here on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine. We're hanging out with Kayla Rombolowski. She is the community development educator with UW Extension, Wood County. And we're going to take you right to the top of the hour, talking broadband access in Wood County and Central Wisconsin. Kayla, thank you again again for joining us. And wanted to also thank you for some of the notes you sent over on this subject. I do my homework on these things on the weekends usually, and I catch up on some stuff. The things that you sent over were really vital, really important. And there was actually a nice paragraph here. It's not even that long, but I would like to read real quick for the audience, just to speak to what we're speaking to here. As quality of life and a growing number of everyday activities depend on technology and internet access, broadband is now necessary for a community to thrive. Communities that are pursuing economic development strategies centered on quality of life factors are finding the inadequate broadband, either lack of access or insufficient speed, hampers their process. That means broadband must both be available and a high enough speed to be useful for the modern user. I talked to mayors, all of our local mayors here. I talked to a lot of local leaders in these communities. And some of the biggest concerns, whether you're talking about Rapids, Point, Wausau, Marshfield, Nakusa, any of these local areas here, one of the biggest concerns is population. How do we keep people here? How do we bring jobs to our community? How do we keep the jobs we have? All of these things. There are a couple of outliers that are statistically, and just you can look at, hey, these communities are thriving and they have this in common. We've joked about this with the mayor. Dogs are a big one of these. Yeah, dog-friendly communities, their populations have been growing for over 20 years now. That's not a coincidence. And the other big one, one of the biggest factors, and maybe even is just as big as that, if not bigger than that, and that's saying something, our love of dogs, is broadband, is internet access, and that availability, not only the availability of that, but the quality of it. Communities that are that don't have these things are not surviving, and I'm not trying to be dark on this or be over-pessimistic or anything. I want people to understand how important this is. In all those cities I just mentioned, I love every one of those places. I got people in every one of those spots. I want them to thrive. I want them to do better. We need to get our hands around this and bring awareness to this so that we can do this and our communities can grow.
Right. Exactly. Very well said, James. And that kind of brings me to that third A of broadband, and that's adoption. So even if we have the access in place, even if it's affordable, we are seeing that more and more, in order to thrive as a society, in order to do basic, things, you need internet access, whether that's through a cell phone or through a device. And in particularly in rural areas that have older residents, they may have the device. My grandmother may have an iPad, but that doesn't mean she knows how to use it. That doesn't mean she knows how to get on. And a perfect example, it's not. You could think of this as sort of being as, it's important, but but in the grand scheme of things, as unimportant as like just to stay connected on Facebook, right? That in itself is super important, but may not hold the same weight as some other issues. But when it comes to internet, now we're seeing. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and it was virtual. So it's not just to stay connected; it's to do important work, that involves healthcare and that involves economics and all of those different pieces for individuals of all ages. So it's not just the schools and keeping kids connected. It's not just so that grandma can see her grandkids on Facebook. It's so that she can get healthcare and she can be connected to her doctor. That adoption piece is often the missing link, especially in rural communities that have older residents.
Kayla, how is broadband in Wisconsin overall, or for the majority of our areas? Do we see a lot of issues with this? Is it something that is is this a problem that we have, overwhelmingly in this state, or is it something that really we're seeing it really focused on a lot of rural areas?
James, you read my mind. That is a great question, and it's a good segue into my homework for our listeners. So the Public Service Commission, through the state of Wisconsin, does have a broadband access map, and so they have mapped the speeds in communities across the state, and they've made that information available publicly. Now, what's interesting is, information is only as good as the inputs that come into it. So I encourage listeners, especially if you don't have access or if you struggle with access to broadband, to check out that map and to report your experiences and your own service speeds to it. But what we see by and large, you know, I'm looking at that map right now, and urban areas, so in Wood County, you know, our major areas of Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, have largely good quality internet speeds. So the map is in shows 100 plus megabytes per second of download speed, 20 plus of upload speed in a specific color. And as you look at it, the larger areas, larger metropolitan areas, are that color. But especially as you get up into the Northwoods, and I think this is an issue of infrastructure because there's just a lot more forest up there and not as much access and infrastructure to be able to provide that internet service directly to homes. There's a lot more red on that map. And so the red is less than 5 Mbps and less than 0.6 for upload speed. And so it is an issue that predominantly affects rural communities, but one that, as I said earlier, affects our metropolitan areas as well due to the affordability piece of it.
I think that's really appreciate those bringing that to the conversation, Kayla. Thank you so much. We've got a little less than 5 minutes left. So we've told everybody about the issues of this and concerns of it. So in these last 5 minutes, how are we going to fix this, Kayla? You and I, let's solve this right now. Let's fix the whole thing. But in all seriousness, though, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love that idea, James. We need to have our bandwagon and just solve all the issues of childcare and broadband, and we'll make communities better.
Just step by step. We'll get through these things, people. We'll get through them, but step by step. Now, when it comes to this subject, what's one of the biggest things you'd like people to take from this conversation?
So what I want everyone to do is go out to the North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And I'm going to repeat this website because it is that what I just said is kind of a mouthful. So it's North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. The website is ncwrpc.org. ncwrpc.org. North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And they have a broadband speed test. So they are encouraging individuals, regardless of where you are, you can do it from school, you can do it from work, to enter your exact address and then take the speed test, which then helps to filter into that map that I was just referencing to show what the speeds are in various areas. And the more people take this speed test, the more people share their experiences with internet service, the stronger the maps will be, the more accurate the maps will be, and the better we'll be able to address this issue on both the local level, the state level, and the federal level.
Kayla, I think one more thing to add to our list of fixing things, how to saying websites over the air. We have to figure that out, too. We have to figure out a way to be able to do that. That I have yet to figure it out myself. We do it every day, and I've yet to figure out a great way of doing that. So that's added to our list. We'll get that one figured out, everybody, too. We'll get that figured out.
Perfect. Okay.
When it comes to, for lack of a better word, use the term pushback, but when you're talking to communities, when you're talking to people out there about this subject, is there any pushback on it, and where does that lie? What are you hearing, if there is any?
Yeah, I mean, there's always pushback, and the pushback on this is similar to what you would hear on other infrastructure challenges. So, you know, there are always people who think we should spend more money on roads and bridges, and there are people that think we should not spend as much money on roads and bridges and allocate that money elsewhere. So that, I think, is where the pushback comes from. What I thought was interesting, I was at a conference last week, and I went to a session on this topic, and one of my fellow county educators leaders in counties across the state were sharing their experiences and what they've seen with the maps and the accuracy of the maps. And one of my fellow educators had said that her county map is incredibly accurate because she lives in a northern Wisconsin county, and the access is really terrible. And people are mad. They're upset because they can't get high-quality internet service. And so because they're so passionate and so, you know, and ticked off, essentially, mm-hmm. about the fact that they don't have access, they're going into this speed test, and they're taking that test, and they're you know, sharing their experience, and that really is improving the accuracy of that county's service maps, and that is a strong, you know, that provides a strong and compelling argument to the internet service providers, as well as the people who are working on the infrastructure, to say, you know, this needs to change. It's not right. not just trees up here.
Yeah,
you know, there are residents that need connectivity, and we've got to make it happen.
I love when I hear of stories of people taking in the power in themselves, not waiting for somebody else
right.
to do something, taking the initiative themselves and everything. That is a very cool and great way to wrap things up, Kayla. Thank you so much. If people have follow-up questions, want to know some more about some of the things we've discussed, is there a way to reach you?
Of course. You can always call or email. So my email is krumbalski, so it's RUMBALSKI at WISC.edu, or you can call Wood County Extension, and I'm available there. You can always go out to the Wood County Extension website and find information there as well.
Hope everybody's
lots of ways you can get in touch with me, and I hope people do. I would love to hear from folks and to help field questions or answer concerns that folks have.
Hope you and yours are feeling better soon, Kayla. You guys have a great holiday season, and we'll talk again real soon.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, James. I always appreciate it.
Always good talking to you. Take care.
Take care.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here, everybody, on WFH. Well, you know what, Katrina? I like the way you say it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.